This is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 42 for Sunday, August 11th, 2013. Well, busy weekend after our last podcast about Twizzler passing away. Her mom had been coming into town anyway and got into town a few hours later. So I actually missed yesterday. And in fact, I missed uploading Fridays until 5 minutes ago. Just so with that, I'm going to knock this one out and then we'll get back on the groove. So we missed another day, but hey, if I'm 28 out of 30 and you guys want to yell at me, freaking yell at me. But it's been a good weekend. We tried to keep ourselves busy and not think too much about missing Twizzler. We cleaned up some of her cage and things a little while ago, and that was a little bit rough. We had tickets for the Braves game at last night, the Saturday night game, which we managed to go to the game that the Braves lost to the Marlins. Ugh. Yeah, we watched the game this afternoon, which, you know, they won the one on Friday, they won the one today. But they broke their losing streak when we were there. Plus there was a rain delay. We got rained on, poured for like 45, 50 minutes. But it was still fun. I haven't been there. I don't go that often. I go when I can. I'm able to go for because of work. I can either go or give away the vouchers that we get to other people. But if I want to go, I can use it. Like, we got two very good tickets. We were behind home plate, like 25 rows back, you know. So that's fortunate. And it was fun. It's fun to go and sit close and kind of be in the groove of the whole thing. But we had a good weekend overall. So, other than that, not too much is going on. Actually, bought a new game this afternoon. Charlotte bought Ticket to Ride, which I've heard very good things about. But for whatever reason, never play. I mean, we play Small World, we play Carcassonne, we play Dominion, we play Twilight Struggle, which is amazing. But of those like Euro style games, I've played a whole. I own a number of them and have played a number more. But for whatever reason, I've never played Ticket to Ride, and neither of us own Ticket to Ride, but we went to Oxford Games this afternoon because we both love going there, and we had gone and like, no, we're not going to buy anything, don't need to buy anything, just want to go and check it out. And I'm like reading through all the role-playing game stuff because they've reissued. I've got old books. I actually have my GeekFest buddies and I have a on-again, off-again. It's been off for a while, but we're going to try and start it up again. First edition Dungeons & Dragons campaign that I run on the DM for. And I'm running it with a player. I've got an old player's handbook. I sold my books back in the 90s. Or actually, that's not true. I gave them away to a guy who wanted to learn how to play. I hadn't played in several years. But I rebought a player's handbook. Excuse me. A player's handbook and a DM's guide. I don't have a monster manual currently. You don't really need a monster manual if you know what you're doing because the DM's guide has the monster stats in it. But I'd still rather have one, obviously. And they reissued all the old first edition stuff. I'd honestly rather have an old one, but I'll take a reissued one. But they had the other two books. They didn't have the monster manual. It sucked. What I'd really like is one of the old school monster manuals. But yeah, whatever. Be fine. But so looking for that, and then we were looking, and Charlotte started looking through the games and stuff and whittled it down between Ticket to Ride and Call of Cthulhu card game. And we decided to get Ticket to Ride because it's Call of Cthulhu's two player only. We have a couple of two player only games already. And two player works for us because a lot of times it's only us that are playing. But we do like to have games where the possibility of letting somebody else play is there. Ticket to Ride is definitely like a gateway game. I mean, it's like so trivial what you're doing. So simple. The basic rules are so simple. I mean, there's a lot of strategy, but the rules themselves are so simple you can teach anybody. So, you know, theoretically, maybe the kids will play or something. Occasionally they do. Not very often, but occasionally. So this would be another game that might be good to try and get them to get into. So that was our big afternoon. Working on some Dragon Con stuff as well. It's Thursday night. I was working on a little piece of like a costume piece that I'm making from like the Sculpey clay stuff. I've got to make another one of those. And Charlotte's heading out back to North Carolina in the morning, and I'll be here in Atlanta until Thursday, so that'll be a bummer. But we'll probably play League of Legends or Neverwinter or something like that. We're trying to figure out exactly what we're going to play right now, so it'll be fun. It'll be all right. So anyway, there's not too much else going on, so I just wanted to make sure I knocked this out tonight. So I think I'll wrap it up, even though this is a short one. We'll get back into the groove again tomorrow. So that's it. I'm Ken Kennedy. My website is kenzoid.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike 3.0. What else are my notes? And this is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. That's at dogdaysofpodcasting.com, and that link is in the show notes. I'm enjoying the other podcasts that I'm listening to in the Dog Days podcasting queue, so it's pretty fun. So anyway, thanks a lot, you guys, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.